is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And first up today, Awakening Divine Connections with Deborah and David Shay. Let's bring on David to reintroduce themselves, the show, and what's up for today. David, welcome back.
Well, thank you. This is, again, David Shay, Awakening Divine Connections. And Deborah is not going to be here today. We have family visiting, and she had to go pick them up at the airport. So I'm going solo. So this will be fun. Today's program theme is Sometimes We Must Choose. And before I talk a little bit more about that, really have had a lot of people call us and share what's going on in their life, and we're seeing this phenomenon. We see these patterns over time, and then we end up writing about it, and that's why we have this as part of our show today. A little bit about the overview. Many people are finding that the universe and their higher guidance team have placed several life path choices before them. This is occurring because many of us have unknowingly completed a phase of our spiritual growth that requires us to demonstrate our new, higher level of self-mastery in the real world. That is, all this theoretical spiritual learning that we do, and some of it's theoretical, I mean, it remains in our head, and it's good for us for making decisions. And there's other spiritual knowledge that we really do end up having to apply in the world, and that's what this phase is about. That's what Sometimes We Must Choose is about at this point. We are to use our intuition and intention, and the power of intention cannot be overstated. Again, we're to use our intuition and our intention to make a choice. The choices before us now are not about the outcome. Typically they are. Typically the choices our guides and our higher guidance and the universe put in front of us are about, sometimes it's a crossroads. Sometimes it's choice A, B, and C, and these are distinctly different directions for our life, and they're going to have completely different sets of unfoldments and outcomes. But this phenomenon has been characterized not by a particular outcome, but by the process itself, and we'll talk about that. So again, it's not about the outcome, but about using our intuition and intention to choose the highest life path experience without regard to the outcome, and that'll become clearer in a little bit. I actually have a couple quotes. I'm going to quote you the first one. The more we exercise our divinely guided intuition, the greater each next step of our life's unfoldment will be, and that certainly is so true. The more we use this, the easier it gets. Of course, they being our higher guidance, are going to bring greater challenges into our life as we do that, but that's the whole purpose is life is growth. But before we get going much further, we like to get the announcements out of the way so we don't forget about them at the end. As always, we have the monthly Shay's Spiritual Insights, the one I do. It's a Zoom question and answer session with me, and sometimes Deborah when she brings in her new instruments. So I'm trying to talk her into doing the handpan on one of the upcoming ones. She has a brand new handpan. It's just so awesome. Anyway, I'm going to see if I can tug her in there and make her come. Anyway, it's going to be this Friday, September 2nd, from 7 to 8 p.m.-ish, because we need to go longer, we do, and that's Mountain Time. And this is really a group of people who come together every month. It's I won't say the same group. We have varying people. But these are people who are on their committed spiritual path. They're accomplished in themselves. And we all come on, and we share with each other what's going on in our life. And if they have questions, they can ask someone of the group, or you can ask me, and we can ask each other. And it's so powerful, and it's wonderful to get perspectives from different perspectives. Some people do Reiki, some people do astrology, some people do other energy work. Just the whole gamut of things is out there, and it's so awesome when we can come together. You can find that on Shay's Holistics website. I think we have it on the front page as a quick link, and you can go into the events and that sort of thing, and you can pull the Zoom link. And it doesn't require a password, so you don't have to worry about that. So I think enough said about that. If you want to do that, you can do it that way, or as with any of these things, you can go up to our website, sign up, and you get a couple free gifts out of that. Some musical gifts are really wonderful. And you can be on our list. And if at some point, as our philosophy always says, if you say, well, this isn't for me, just unsubscribe at any time. So, all right. So the next thing is Deborah has her next Zoom sound shower on Wednesday, September 14th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain. And again, hers can sometimes go a little long, too. People need to sit and talk about what happened during the sound showers because they're incredibly powerful. She channels the energy that comes through that matches the music. No two sound showers are ever the same. And again, I think the links for that are out on the website, or you can sign up, as I mentioned before. And the last thing that Deborah wanted me to mention was we've recently started doing things via Zoom. A lot of people got used to doing that during the pandemic, and they just want to prefer it. And plus, some people are geographically distant and just isn't practical to come 500 miles to get a session with us. So we do both our energetic sessions, and that's what I do. I do energy work. I won't call it nondescript. It's just channeled energy work from my higher guidance and the divine for the people who do their sessions, and we do them via again Zoom. And we can do sound showers via Zoom. Done a number of those. People love them, as well as other energy work and sessions. And to my surprise, we had somebody request it, and this person lives in Boise, and it's a she. And she said, listen, I really need a session, and can we do one? And we said, sure, let's try this out. And the next thing you know, it's like she's in the room. I knew it would be energetically, we're not separated, but I was just absolutely blown away by how powerful it was, and she had enormous results, and we're very pleased with that. So we wanted to bring that up. Again, you can send us an email if you're interested in doing that right from the website. And I think that's about all I have to say about announcements. I went a little long on them, but I really wanted to make sure that people know what's going on out there. And so you can get a little taste of it if you're interested. And the beauty is, if it's for you, it's great. You can continue. And if it's not, then you'll do something else. All right. So with that said, as always, it's so important that before we do any of these things, and we do this before every meditation, that we do a centering exercise. And we'll make this a relatively short one, but it can be incredibly powerful. So find yourself a comfortable position if you're not already in one. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Then exhale with a sigh. Breathing normally in between deep breaths. Again, take in a deep breath and hold it. And let it out with a sigh. One more time. Take in a deep breath and hold it. And when you are ready, let it out with a sigh. All right, now set your intentions for what you would like to receive during this program. Any method you use is fine. The universe recognizes feelings. Just feel what kind of an outcome you'd like to have, how it would like to feel, the answers you're seeking. You can imagine it, again, using your visualization and intention. Just intend that it's going to be, that the question that you have, the thing you are seeking, is going to be answered in a way that is right for you. You can feel it, see it, visualize it. Intention alone will make it happen. So So I'm going to give us 20 or 30 seconds for you to do that, and then we'll get moving on. Okay. When you are ready, bring yourself back to this place. You can open your eyes if you wish. Excuse me. Again, today's program is called Sometimes We Must Choose. I'm going to go through this. I'd like to go through this kind of slowly so that people can really, really appreciate what's happening. And for many of you out there in the audience, I'll make a bet this is happening to you. Sometimes we must choose. Sometimes we must choose a path that's before us. For many of us, the universe and our higher guidance team, because they are a team, have placed a number of life path choices in front of us. Now, these are not like the normal ones like we talked about before, where each one has very unique outcomes or when we're at a crossroads in our life. This is a bit different, so it may not apply to all of you, but for those that do, this will probably explain, this program, why things are happening the way they are in your life. Now, of all these choices, none of them seem particularly appealing, nor are any of the options especially undesirable. They just kind of are. In fact, they may all be rather plain, like having to make a dessert choice from an assortment of flavorless colored Jell-O platters, where, you know, just plain gelatin with no flavor. Although they look different, basically, they're all the same. Just like the road sign picture, where there's, you know, arrows but no words or any other direction, every direction then becomes equally unknown because there's no words. You don't know, okay, great, there's six directions I can go and I haven't a clue what any of those things mean. So that's where lots of people are now. And if that's you, I think you're going to enjoy this. Okay, and furthermore, the sameness we're having is not the kind of same we were hoping for. We were looking for awesome, thrilling, fun, engaging, and, of course, fulfilling. Fulfilling is an awesome one as well. None of which appear to be on our life menu right now. So that's not what seems to be in front of us for many, many people, and including us. We've had this happen to us as well. That's why we ended up writing about it and wanted to make it part of this radio program. Now, as we seek our higher guidance to illuminate the best life path choice, rather, this situation can be perplexing. Frankly, it can even be very frustrating, and I'm sure many of you are feeling that right now. There's this level of frustration of, gosh, what do I do? What path do I have? I can feel like there are paths, but I can't even see them. They may exist at the intuitive level, and that's a common thing for people to do have happen, especially those who are on what we call the committed spiritual path, and I'm going to digress just for a moment to explain that. A lot of people say, well, that person's on the advanced spiritual path, or this is even more advanced than that spiritual path. I don't even know what that means. Anyone on their own spiritual path, that's your advanced spiritual path, and no two spiritual paths are the same. Everyone has a different mix of things they're doing, so it's almost like comparing apples and oranges. I've never met two people who are on the exact same spiritual path, so I wanted to comment on what we mean by committed spiritual path. So, again, we have all these choices before us, and we may or may not be aware what all of them are, or even that there are some, but we can feel it. And we don't know what to do. The road sign has all these arrows, but no words so in life, so we can't quite figure out what it is we're going to do next. Why does this happen? When I wrote this article, my higher guidance jumped in and said, just tell them the most common reason. You're aware of the cause. So I was going to make a list, and I thought, okay, let's go directly. So I'm going to do that right here as well. Well, here it is, and we've talked about it, alluded to it here moments ago. Unknowingly, many of us have completed a phase of our spiritual growth. It's complete. You want to call it a phase, a chapter. A lot of people think of it in different ways. However you think of it for your life, that's what's appropriate. Now, before we can move onward to the next chapter, and it is time to move onward, our higher guidance will require that we demonstrate those skills in the real world. Again, this isn't theoretical in our head stuff. This is practicing it stuff. So rather than telling us what to do, and that's being our higher guidance, they, again, our higher guidance, the angels, guides, light beings, whoever you have for guides, they will have us use our intuition and our intention to choose. These are powerful, powerful tools on our spiritual path, and they being, again, our higher guidance, really are trying to hone us, sharpen the saw, as Covey would put it, to be so that we get better and better and better at using our intuition and intention. Now, we are to use those to choose, then navigate one of the life path choices before us, even if we don't know that exactly what that life path is. Okay, so let me explain a little more here. As we walk our life path of unfoldment, and that's what it really is, it's unfoldment. We do one thing, which leads to possibly one or two other choices or three or whatever it happens to be to another thing, and this can be big and small. So as we walk our life of unfoldment, our life path, we cannot help but learn things along the way. It just happens. Now, I say this just as, and I've gone through phases of this in my life as well, where sometimes people aren't seeking to learn. They're just kind of haphazardly going through life. But we learn anyway. You just can't help but have it happen. And it's sometimes I'm in a phase of my life where that's where I'm at. I'm gone through an intense learning period. I kind of need a break. So I'm just kind of coasting for a little bit before I take a breath and then before I move on. And that happens to all of us. So that can, no matter what, even when we're coasting, we're learning. Now there's also, and I think this is most of us and those in the audience here, on the spiritual path, prefer to have our choices directed or shepherded by higher guidance, whatever that is for us again, guides, angels, light beings, whoever you have for your higher guidance. They find that learning happens more smoothly and rapidly and efficiently that way. So we seek our higher guidance most of the time and we look for direction, and most often for those of us who do this on a regular basis, we get it. But that's not the case of what's happening now. So let me continue. In the case of both groups, that is, those who learn because life happens, and I've been in that group, and those who actively seek their higher path, there comes a point when it is time to move onward and upward, and that's where a lot of us are right now. Again, I've had just, I can't count, tell you how many phone calls on this very subject. We have reached a learning or life event plateau that we may not see or even believe exists. In the long list of causes of our present worldly situation, a learning life plateau isn't one of them. It looks like, and this is a very common thing in life, where what's happening out there looks like it's driving us, it's pinging us around the machine, so to speak. But ultimately, through the choices we made and the ones we chose not to make, the events that are happening in the world out there are part of our life plan. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. And they're outer reflections of the inner condition that we're having to face. They're there because we have put them there so that we can learn and grow. And I think most of us know that. But occasionally, I even have to be reminded, it's like, you know, I chose this. And once I remind myself of that, then I get myself up by the bootstraps and continue moving. So, okay, so anyway, so in the case of both groups, as we were talking about, again, those who learn because life keeps happening to them and those who are actively seek their life, higher life path, there comes a point when it's time to move onward and upward. We have reached that learning plateau that we may not believe exists. But on the other hand, it might just be that. Just consider for a moment that we're at a point where we are and things are not moving because we're at a plateau because it's time for us to make a choice. We must choose. It's time to graduate to the next level. That would be our higher guidance's point of view, our guides and the angels. We may not be aware of it, but we've absorbed and learned what was needed for this phase or step outlined in our life plan. And I often talk about life plans. We're going to talk a little bit more about them after this presentation, but it's the one we helped design before coming to Earth, and it's incredibly complex. Anyway, I don't want to get into that this second. Interestingly, as our life path unfolds, we are often blind to certain areas of our own growth until we look back years later. I mean, I think that happens to all of us. We look back in retrospect, whether that's 1 month, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, we say, wow, you know, I have really learned a lot more. I didn't realize I learned all these things. That's what's happened in this phase of growth. We have had, for many people, unknowingly learned a lot, and it's time to demonstrate that. Now, on the article I had, silence is golden, ? And the reason why is I don't appreciate it, and I know a lot of us don't, when our guides, who are usually very helpful, suddenly become, you know, silent. You know, they become mute. The mute button got pushed. Anyway, however, the universe and our higher guidance know that we have grown. They can see the growth within us. Things are crystal clear up there at the etheric realm. They can see every nuance of learning we have had, even if we're not aware of it. They are using their own silence, and I say not talking to us much, in our current life circumstances to prepare us to move on. And that's important to know. That is why this is happening. And with that in mind, there's another article. We talked about it before, but my higher guidance wanted me to mention it. We have an article and I think a video as well. It's called Life Event Driven Guidance Article, When We're Unable to Hear Our Guidance. And it's a really good one to use, where you can look at the kinds of things and the patterns happening in our life to figure things out. So although we're here to make a choice, we still may want to have a little more insights on it, and this is another way of doing it. And again, that's out on the website. It's there if you want to read it. So before we can graduate, and that is move from this phase, we must show that we know the subject matter and can apply it in the real world. We are required to finish our class project, so to speak, and pass the final exam. By successfully completing the project and achieving a passing grade in the final test, we will have demonstrated our mastery of the topic, and that's the path that we're on right now. However, I don't know about you, but this happens to me. It's like just like in high school or college, it depends. The proverbial glue used on that project that we just finished was still probably drying when we turned it in at the last possible moment. In other words, we put off completing it until we absolutely had to do so or end up failing the class. Well, many of us do that in life as well, which brings us to the first sentence I spoke. Sometimes we must choose. And that brings us to the question of why. First, everyone on Earth right now chose these times to be here, believe it or not, in part because we are in accelerated times of growth that are possible. And we'll talk more about that again after this period. The spiritual energies pouring upon the Earth and everyone on the Earth is raising their frequency higher and instilling spiritual growth. One of the things I talked about in my other quote, which I'm going to go see if I can find here real quick, is, and this applies to that last sentence, just as a cake naturally bakes in a hot oven, we naturally grow in a high-energy spiritual environment. That is what we're in right now. That's why we're in the, let's say, turbulent times that we are, because when change happens, there's those who are ready for it and those who are not. And even those who are ready for it aren't necessarily as ready as they may think they are. So that's important to know. Now, we see this period as a spiritual renaissance, and I write about that quite often, Deborah and I do. That includes the positive growth, for those who are ready, and a bumpy ride for those who are not attuned to what is happening. And my guidance, as well as Deborah, wanted me to talk a little bit more about that, and I'm going to make it brief. Now, even for those who are, as we're on our spiritual path and we're ready, we want change, we're ready for growth, we're ready to let that old stuff go away and the new stuff come in, we want that. That's what we're looking for, is we're becoming more enlightened, more illuminated, and that's what we are truly seeking. But even for any of us, and it has to do with the subconscious, and I'll talk a little bit about that again afterward, we hold up, parts of us hold on to things because it's what we've known for this life, for those who believe in multiple lives, past lives. I do, but it's, some people do not, that these are patterns that we've had over lifetimes, and we hold on to them. So even though we eagerly at the conscious level want to grow, sometimes we hold on to things. And when that happens, then what happens is these incoming energies come in, it becomes more turbulent. For those who study Eastern religions, there's two types of Buddhas, and I'm not going to go into the details of it, but there's the peaceful Buddha. And the peaceful Buddha has the attributes that is peaceful because Buddha is, we are ready to receive the energy and we're ready to receive the learning and we're doing it, we're flowing with it. Then you have the other Buddha with the sword, and that happens when we are resistant to change. The sword comes out and it cuts, it separates the old from the new. And it's not to harm people, us, it is to help us move on. But those are the two aspects of the Buddha, and that's what that has to do with. So that's why when I said it's a bumpy ride for those who are not quite attuned to what's happening. So in reality, our situation is a bit different. And as I mentioned before, for those who are actively, even for those who are actively seek their higher guidance, we can come to a point in our life where it appears that our spiritual guides have abandoned us and left us adrift at sea. And that's how many of us, many of my friends, they call us up and say, my guys are not talking to me, they're not there. I don't know what happened, they're gone, and I'm helpless. I don't have any help. Please tell me what's going on here. And that's what this is about. However, in reality, our situation is quite the opposite. As I mentioned earlier, many of us have unknowingly completed a phase of life learning that now requires us to demonstrate that we can use those skills in the real world before moving onward. Sometimes this requires a bit of faith and trust to take that next step. And I will tell you that even in our lives, because this very thing we're talking about here has happened, what do? We can sense there's all these paths before us, but we're not entirely sure what they are or how to do it. And this is where we used our intuition and our intention. We set it, and we just start moving forward and acting in a manner as this, that decision has been made, it's been crystallized, and voila, things start appearing in our life. The old things that are no longer part of it accelerate, and they're releasing, they go away, and new things start to gel, and you may find that happening in your life as well. So we now have to demonstrate that we can use those skills in the real world. One way for them to do that is to provide us with two or more life path choices, and I say two or more. I've not seen anyone with two. The least I've seen so far has been three. Three to five. I've seen one person with six because my higher guidance, when people call in, they show me high levels of their life plan. I can see that. They're showing that to me. And I only get to see the part they want me to see, so I can't. Sometimes they don't want me to blab, so to speak, the details, so they don't show it to me. So just so you know, if you call in and say, what's mine look like, I can tell you the parts they show me. Won't be able to tell you the other ones. Anyway. They provide us with two or more life path choices, any of which will serve as a way for us to demonstrate our higher level of growth. So it doesn't matter which one we choose. This isn't about outcome. This is about choosing the higher life path, and we get that here in just a second. Our higher guidance team put us in a situation where we must use our intuition and intention to choose one of those paths to follow. And it really doesn't matter which one. It may matter to us, but from their perspective, it's not that important. They, again, that's our higher guidance, will likely remain mostly silent so as not to interfere with our class project and final exam while they quietly support us. And this came out when I was walking through this program ahead of time to make sure I didn't miss anything. For any of those who've seen that poster, or even sometimes it's done on, people do it on wooden plaques they put on the wall, it's called, I think, footsteps, and it's the one for those. It's a Christian-based one where the person in the review of their life look at it and say, boy, I was all alone there. And then they realize, they were being carried. And that's what's happening in different ways with us. Our higher guidance is doing that for us in just different ways. They're helping carry us through this period, even though it looks like they have abandoned ship on us. As we continue using our intuition, we will naturally utilize and demonstrate, that is, our new, finely honed spiritual skills and growth as we proceed on whatever path, choice we've made. These will be the very skills and growth we didn't even know we had gained. And again, I can't overemphasize that. I see this time and time again. People tell me, and Deborah will do this. She said, well, I don't know that. And I said, well, my higher guidance just told me to ask you. And you're the source, so you obviously know it. And so I ask her, and the next thing you know, she will absolutely just so perfectly and succinctly tell me in one sentence the very thing I needed to hear. And I tell her time and time again, so you didn't know anything, but you just gave me the answer I needed. So obviously they knew you knew, and you did know. So consider, how many times in life have we done something and then later thought, wow, I didn't know I could do that, or I didn't realize I knew anything about this, but I just did it. You know, maybe we went out and built a shed out in the yard, and we've never done carpentry in our life, but the next thing you know is, you know, it's a little rough start, but we get going and we start getting it built, and we go on online and watch YouTube videos or whatever we do, and the next thing you know, we realize we have a real skill for this thing. That happens in life as well. Now, our higher guidance team not only knows that we can do that, from their perspective, they're aware of what we can and can't do, but they will actively put us in life situations that will make us, again, they are going to deliberately put us in a situation where we may even feel cornered, like there's no option, but they're doing that so that we take the next step. They will put us in situations that will make us use and demonstrate the growth we have unknowingly achieved in life. So let's say we do it. I was talking about earlier, Deborah and I have just set the intention. We had these things in front of us. Some of the paths we can kind of see. Some of them we intuitively sense, but we're not sure exactly what they are. We've gleaned some information in there. And just like all the rest of us, we just sit and said, you know what? We're going on faith, and we did it, and we just act in a manner that is as though it's already done, and we take that step. And when we do, we will have completed the class project and final exam in one step. When you do that, that's what will happen. Your guides will say, okay, that is the class project, making the decision and taking the step. And the final exam is using your intuition and intention. We merely made a life path choice of our own using our intuition and intention, then followed it through to its successful unfoldment. And from their point of view, they being, again, our higher guidance, successful is when we take the step and continue using our intuition and intention to walk each step of unfoldment. That is success. It's not like we've hit a destination and we're done. Yep, hit the end point and we're all through. No, it's the through is by continuing to use that. And the more we do it, the easier things get. And you'll be surprised in your life how quickly old patterns, things that looked immovable roadblocks in your life, all of a sudden when we start doing this, they miraculously disappear. They just dissolve. I've seen this so many times. And those roadblocks are put there by the universe and our higher guidance to have us become aware that we need to do something. And something not like we've been doing, because we keep doing the same thing. That's why the roadblock's there. They want us to do something different and that we're clearly capable of doing. They know that. And all we have to do is just take it on faith that we can do it. So we merely made the choice to use our intuition and then followed it through to a successful unfoldment. That is why we are in our life path sojourn when we're on it. Sometimes we must choose. And so for many of you out there, that is what's happening to you now. And it's success is waiting for you. The next step is waiting for you, and it clearly is going to let the old patterns fall away and the new ones come in for you, whatever they happen to be in your life. The divine in our higher guidance team will always help us. Occasionally, that assistance comes in the form of making us use our spiritual faculties, so to speak, to help ourselves move onward and upward. As a result, this allows us to be of increasing service to others and a greater service to humanity, because as we do this ourselves and we learn the little insights that work for us, we can help others in similar situations, and that is the best thing in the world that any of us can do, is help one another. And with that, that's all I have to say on the subject. I know it's a bit long, but I really wanted to go into some detail about it because, again, just so many people are having this happen in their life. So with that, Deborah, although she couldn't be here, wanted to offer up something, and she has part of numerous musical instruments around here. I mentioned the handpan. She has a crystal harp, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, rattles, drums, and flutes, all kinds of flutes, all kinds of things that are just so wonderful and people really enjoy. And she wanted to offer that as just a musical meditation so that everyone can just be in the music while they absorb the energy that came in for my presentation. So with that, Nicole, if you can play Deborah's Calming Wind Ceremonial Flute Meditation. It's about 3 minutes, a few seconds. I would really love that for let everyone hear that. Absolutely wonderful flute. That's, again, Deborah's ceremonial flute. She picked it up someplace in Utah. It's so enchanting. I love it. Well, we're now into the call-in segment, and before we jump into that, this is something I always like to talk to people about. I have people who call sometimes for the first time, and they ask questions, and that's wonderful, but truly, I believe all of us have connection to our own answers. We just need to learn our own internal guidance. Everyone can receive higher guidance directly. You just need to learn, again, your inner language. You can call in and ask me a question on today's topic or something happening in your life, or if you have something to share, I'd love to hear it. Either way, do we have anyone calling in, Nicole?
We do indeed. Let's see. 914, we're going to come to you first. 805, I think that's a 5. Just so you know who we're coming to first. 914, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
That welcome.
Thank you. I so enjoyed the flute, and I loved that really, I really felt when you said, you know, it was like the footprints poem or prayer, that when, you know, when we feel we're alone, we were really being carried. I just thought that was beautiful. I so needed to hear that at that moment. So thank you. Thank you already for all that you've done already.
Well, you're welcome, and it's true, even especially when we don't, it doesn't feel like it. I will say it. It's, so what do you have to share today, or any question, or how may we help?
I do, please. Yes, I have two projects currently, one with a friend named Neil and one that I'm undertaking myself. It's an event, and I was just wondering if there's any guidance there, if anything I should know or anything you could tell me about these two endeavors. I appreciate.
Yes, actually your guides do have some things for you. A lot of times your high self, that's we loosely call that the God self, it's the our true self. Anyway, your two guides, these look like two, I'm not sure if I'm using the right word. They have similar, some similar characteristics, but they're clearly two different projects.
Yes,
and your guides want you, part of, and you can, and I want you to know, there's, I don't have a very good poker face. Everyone who knows me knows that. They can tell that there's more information, and I'm just not telling them. And it's not that I'm trying to hold it back, but it's because you're, if I tell you, it short circuits the very learning you're in. So this is information that your guides want you to know. They want you to particularly pay attention to the nuance and details of each project and the similarities and differences. Because at the, I'm going to say, energetic, intuitive level, sometimes a pattern that we have in one project, we unintentionally, or maybe even intentionally, but intuitively carry it over to the other one, and then things become a little rough, bumpy, some hiccups happen. And part of why you're doing these projects is you're ready for an increased level of, within your work, although I think all work is spiritual work. That's just how we express ourselves.
I agree.
That is what you're doing. And this is, you are ready for some increased refinement of awareness. And you are in that process right now. And that's all they want me to say.
Okay. Wow. That sounds exciting.
It is, and what it means is that as you do this, as you become aware and you start, and just setting out your intuition and your intention of having, just show me what I need to know, more of the details, and then things, this is from one of your other guys, they routinely don't tell me their names, and I'm not sure why that is, but anyway, I don't want to digress for too much here, but there can be some things that you would normally kind of say, oh, that's not important. Just take note of them, because you may find things that were not necessarily, they seemed innocuous, maybe of an importance as the process unfolds, as a project, plural, unfold.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and just have a blessed day.
Thank you. You as well, and thank you, Nicole, too. Thank you, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Catherine, let us know
thank
how
you.
It goes.
Thank
yes.
Thank you.
We love the follow-ups. I think it was 805 who I said was next, so let's try that. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi. Thanks, Nicole. This is Donna. I'm calling in from California.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Wonderful. Both coasts. Welcome.
I'm in Santa Barbara.
Yes. I think you called before, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Okay. We had another Don. That's right. Okay. Go ahead, please. Share with me what you have and any questions you might have.
Well, I'm having a hard time meeting a male companion. It hasn't happened in like 12 years, and it's something that I want. You know, I've had male friends, but not – I would take the male friends I have, I take care of them, like a home care type thing. Mm-hmm. My good friend Pete, he passed away. And also financially, now I'm not doing well because I don't have that coming in. And I wanted to know what my guides were saying about this.
Okay. Well, there's two things. So let's take the first one that they gave. As you were talking, they were providing some information. In the relationships, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to answer the question for you, but I'm going to put it to you first. Why do you sense in your own mind that you haven't had that meaningful relationship, on the, you know, rather more so than the friendship with a male in your life? Why is that happening, do you think, you sense?
That I just don't have the opportunity to meet the men. You know, they're married or in a relationship, and, you know, for someone to get to know the real me, you know, which I think is wonderful. And
I agree.
I haven't had that opportunity to share that part of me with someone.
Okay, I'm going to share, here's the one, and you may not be consciously aware of this. There's so many things happen at the non-conscious level and the subconscious, and I may actually take a program where I kind of cover these things, bits and pieces, a little eclectic mix. But part of you, and I don't know if you believe in past lives, but I'm just going to share that, it's just a thought. It is because part of your subconscious, you are unknowingly avoiding relationship situations so you don't get hurt, so you aren't vulnerable. Because although you really want to show them some things, intuitively it's your, and I call it the non-conscious self, I don't call it the subconscious. It's the, you know, the part of our being that's the intuitive level, things we can sometimes feel, but we're not exactly sure what that thing is. It's buried a bit for you, and you are to be made aware of it. Your guides want you to be aware of it. And just our talking about it right now will open you up becoming aware of it and being able to release it so that you can move on to situations that will allow you to have a relationship. And it'll also open up other opportunities as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, with what you're saying. I've had very many hurts, and I've been very vulnerable and emotionally young, I think, you know, to my 68 years that I am now. And I just got devastatingly hurt throughout my whole life. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, lifetimes. And it comes into this, and this is actually, I want you to know, I don't know what your religious background is, and it just is, I'm just going to tell you who the source is. It's coming from Jesus himself, and he, as the Christ, because Jesus, you have Jesus the Master and Jesus the Christ. And they're the same person, but two different roles. And anyway, he's saying, to thine own self be true. You need to care about others, but you also need to make sure that you do that which is prudent to take care of yourself so you don't allow others take advantage of you and put you in a situation to get hurt. And I say guys, but people in general will do that. People who have unresolved issues in their own life, maybe knowingly, maybe unknowingly, it doesn't necessarily make any difference because the effect is the same. It ends up where we, if we're not careful, can be hurt. So that's why it's happened in the past. And again, I can already see the energy coming in. They're showing it to me. That your guides are showing me the energy's coming in. Just stay open to it, and as you're being open to it, you may find some things open up, some old hurts come in, and you'll start feeling them in your energy field. You'll feel maybe mournful or sorrowful. Just bless it. Just know that is part of what was. That is not what is. It's what was. Let it go. Let it flow out. It may last an hour, may last a day or so. Bless it. Just know the better things are waiting for you. As you're doing, you're releasing that, and it's being replaced by the higher patterns of your true self, your divine self. And that is the step they, boy, your high self and your guides want you to do. They're so glad you called in because they wanted you to hear that. They wanted you to know that. And it's there. There is love and there is happiness waiting for you, but you're going to have to let that unfoldment happen step by step. But you're now moving in that direction. Just in this short conversation, you've already started moving that direction.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, good. Oh,
very grateful.
And that has to do with the financial, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, go on. No, you go on.
Do you have anything else? I that's what they want you to know. They're silent. They're being absolute. I'm telling you, I'm watching them. They're smiling. They're glowing because you not only heard it, but you were open to it. And that's the important thing. We can hear a message, but we can just say, yep, that ain't for me. And we ignore it when it really is for us. And you're hearing it. And that's what's important. And that means you're allowing this unfoldment to start in your life. And it may happen rather quickly. So just let me be forewarned for you.
Oh, wonderful. Brilliant. I wanted to tell you, not too long ago, I was feeling like sadness in my heart. And it was just, it was so overwhelming. And then I sat up in my bed and I felt like a tunnel coming through. And there was a person rolling in the tunnel. And then he was in robes, black and white robes. And then he was right in front of me. I mean, it must have been my third eye or something. It was like a film going on. He was right there. And he had kind of long hair, no beard or anything, the most beautiful man I'd ever seen in my entire life. And I just smiled. I couldn't say anything. I didn't want him to disappear. I was like in awe. And then I felt all this light in my heart, and it was just beautiful, and then he disappeared. Was that a guide, you think?
It was a guide, emblematic of the energies that are coming in from the world, because we have entire posts about that, articles about that whole thing, about the energies coming in the world. And what you're seeing, the chaos out there, is people who collectively, individually, it all feeds into the collective, who aren't ready for things. And we're just to stay in the light, be focused on that. And that was why you felt the sorrowfulness of the collective, and some of it reflects your own. And the light and the white represents the light that you are to attune to. That's what that has to do with. So I'm going to say, yes, he's a guy, but he's also an emissary of a message for you, and you obviously got it.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You know, sometimes I just think about that person that I saw, and, yeah, it brings me joy. Yeah, definitely.
Well,
wow, you're oh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was just saying, you're just brilliant. Even what you spoke to me about and what I'm going to open up to and release all that and, yeah, go on to, you know, nice things in my life and a nice relationship and all. And I feel like that something opened up and that it is going to happen. Yeah.
It is, and you just have to stay open and do it step by step. So, well, blessings to you. Thank you for calling in, and just call back again and let us know how it is. We'll be on again next month.
Yes, please. David, it's your call. We've got 4 minutes-ish at best.
Okay.
Do you want to take one more quick call?
Let's take one more quick call, and let's have to let them know that it'll have to be quick.
Well, they've been holding for an hour, so let's go for it. 303.
Let's do it.
You're lucky you made it. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Marilyn from Colorado calling. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. I'm really curious about the life path conversation that you were having and the guides kind of giving some instruction because my guide's giving me some enlightenment because I have been wondering about the life path that I am in or the at the moment where I am a caregiver for my husband with a neurological disorder and just wondering, like, sometimes I, like, resist it, sometimes I surrender. It's just, I know it's an opportunity for me to grow, and I am doing it after 40 years of marriage. I love him, so no worries there. But just wondering, like, yeah, from that higher perspective, any insight would be appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, and because we're unfortunately short on time, I'm going to give you the first one and the abbreviated one. But there are other unfoldments. Because we're not just on a life path. We have several threads of them at the same time. I recommend going out to ShaysHolistics.com. We have a number of articles, and you may find whatever resonates with you can answer some of those questions. But what you are to do is to find those things, some other things that you can fit in that are going to bring you joy in your life that fulfill you while you're doing this. And there's some unfoldment coming up in his life and your life, and that's all that, you know, that are going to be happening, flow with them. That sometimes it'll be challenging, sometimes more, you know, some as things are in life, and other times, you know, it'll be more of the smooth road. But he's got some unfoldment coming up for himself in the next few months in his life, in his situation, and it's going to include you. And what's important is that you live from your heart as you do, and I know it's hard for you. It's really challenging. Do that, and seek things that bring you personal fulfillment. And okay. If you need to, go to our website, send me an email, and we'll respond.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's great guidance.
You're welcome. Blessings. And, Nicole, how much time do I have left?
About a minute. That was
well,
quick.
I'm going to have to make that. I'm sorry for everyone who wasn't able to call in. Please call in next time. And if we need, how many people do we have on queue?
The ones with questions, there's a two more, but there's a bunch of people that are just listening. So, yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
Wonderful.
I never worry. I always trust that we get to the people we're supposed to and that the others got what they needed through that. So I gave up worrying about stuff like that a long time ago.
Oh, no, I just wanted to know. So we may get more time for that. Anyway, so I'm just for the next month's program is going to be, it's going to be exciting. It's awesome. Future lives and other times. Our next future lifetime may not be at a later date. Our previous lifetime may not have been in the past. Although this type of lifetime progression is the exception, it does happen, and it happens often enough to make it worth discussion and having a really good talk about it. We'll talk about how this works and how our past and present lives affect each other in the present. It's awesome, and it'll explain why some odd things happen to us. The quote from that is what we think of as the past, present, and future lives has more to do with the order in which we choose to experience our lifetimes rather than the ongoing tick, tick, tick of time. We'll see you all next month. Blessings and light, and thank you, Nicole. Until September, have a wonderful day and a wonderful time.
You too, David. On blessings to Deborah as well. David and Deborah Shea all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Mediumship readings with Shelley is next after this quick break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.